Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the Old Testament book, Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Have your three-piece handy sheet. They are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot down something that I will say today in this Bible reading. Let's have a word of prayer sheet. Our Heavenly Father, it has come to my attention that this program is inaudible. It's not capable of being heard correctly or intelligently. Please correct this situation quickly. In addition, our Father in Heaven, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well as thank you for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Well, sheep, I will read a scripture for you. Turn with me to I am going to read Psalms 111. Let's read. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise Yah the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of Yah the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasures therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yah, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hand are verity, and verity means true, and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. Thank you for coming, Yahweh, also known as Jesus. He has commanded covenant forever. Holy and reverent. Reverence means worthy or awesome is his name. The fear of Yah the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. I've read to you in its entirety Psalms 111. Sheep, let us go to the book of Jeremiah. We are to pick up reading today, November 22nd, 2014, at verse 14. Let's read. Verse 1. The word of Yah the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning the dearth. And dearth, D-E-A-R-T-H, means scarcity or lack thereof. Verse 2. Judah mourning, and the gates thereof languish. Languish to me mean that they are wasting away. They are black unto the ground. Now, I heard one person explain when it says they are black unto the ground, meaning us black people, but I disagree. I'm thinking that the gates thereof languish. That means the gates are wasting away. And they have turned black to the ground. But perhaps that other pastor is right. Maybe it is. He is talking about black people. They are black unto the ground. And cry of Jerusalem is gone up. Well, that's just my opinion. Someone else may interpret it differently than I. Let's read verse 3. And the nobles have sent their little ones to the water. They came to the pits, and pits are wells or holes in the ground, and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded. And confounded here might mean annoyed or angry. That they didn't have any water, and covered their heads. Verse 4, because the ground is chapped, and chapped means to be cracked or parched. That's the word I'm thinking of. For they have no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yea, the hind is the back part or the rear, also calf in the field and forsook. The calves forsook it because there was no grass. The calves left that area because there was no grass. Verse 6, and the wild asses mean donkeys, they stand in the high places and snuff up the wind like dragons. Snuff up means they blow out the wind. And I suppose dragons blow out their wind. Their eyes did fail because there was no grass. Verse 7. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do not, excuse me, oh, verse 7 again. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land? And as a wayfaring man, is a person that travels on foot, that turns aside to tarry for night. Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished? Astonished means dazed, as a mighty man that cannot save. Yet thou, O Lord Yah, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Thus said Yah the Lord unto this people. Thus have they loved to wander. And wander means to walk away, to stroll, or just to go places. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore, Yah the Lord, do not accept them. He will not remember their iniquity. Excuse me, I misread that. Now, remember their iniquity. Let me read verse 10 again. Thus said Yah the Lord unto the people, thus have they loved to wander. And again, wander means to walk away or to stroll. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore, Yah the Lord, do not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sin. Then said Yah the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings and an oblation is an offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. And that's the title of this reading, chapter 14 of Jeremiah. It's the sword, famine, and pestilence. Now, we've witnessed in the news lately that some people have been killed by sword. Those who say they are Jews and are not. Turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and you'll read where it says, those who say they are Jews. That was written to the church of Smyrna, who say they are Jews and are not, but are the children of Satan. We notice in the news they have been killed by the sword or by knife. Famine. Famine is lack of food, and there is a lack of food. I have had to go to the food center myself since my retirement check has been cut by 4.3% by this Republican administration. And pestilence. Pestilence are diseases. And recently we have witnessed Ebola, and there are other type diseases in the earth. Let's pick up reading at chapter 14 of Jeremiah, verse 13. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision, a divination. Divination is a prophecy. And the thing of naught, not be nothing, and the deceit of their heart. And when I see deceit here, the words lying, fraud, and not telling the truth comes to mind, as well as when I see heart, I relate that to be mine. So these prophets are prophesying the deceit of their mind. Verse 15, therefore thus said Yah the Lord concerning the prophets and that prophesy my name, that I have not sent them. Let's read verse 15 again. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Verse 16, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore, thou shalt say this word unto them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken. with a great breach, and a breach means broken, with a very grievous blow, and grievous means serious or critical blow. Verse 18, if I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. And sick with famine means lack of food. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into the land that they know not. Verse 19, hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hast thou so loathed Zion? Loathed, L-O-G-H-E-D, means hated, and Zion means Jerusalem. Why hast thou smitten? Smitten means to hit, to strike, or to beat us. And there is no healing for us. We look for peace, and there is no good. And for the time of healing, behold, trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord Yah, our wickedness and the iniquities of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us. Abhor means to hate us. For thy name's sake, do not disgrace thy throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Verse 22. And verse 22. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord Yah, our God? Therefore, we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. I pray that you sheep, as well as other listeners, get something from the reading of chapter 14, where it talks about the sword, famine, and pestilence. See, while I have time, I want to go back to Jeremiah chapter 10. That's where we were told to not to learn the way of the heathen, like the Christmas tree. And let me just tell you that next week, Thanksgiving, the heathen's holiday, Thanksgiving, is coming. See, we do not celebrate Thanksgiving, nor do we celebrate Christmas. Let me read just verse 2. And make verses 2 through 4 to you in chapter 10, and then I want to go start reading at verse 20. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed. Dismayed means terrified at them. Custom of the people are in vain. One cutteth a tree out of the forest, the works of his hands, the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold, that's tinsel. And he's talking about the Christmas tree. They fasten it with nails and hammers it, that it may not move. Now, I want to finish reading where I left off. I actually left off at verse 13 in chapter 10 of Jeremiah, but I came back a few Sabbaths back, and I read down to verse 20. So let's start reading at verse 20 of chapter 10 in Jeremiah. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore and to set up my curtains. Verse verse 21, for the pastors are become brutish, and brutish means cruel or violent, and have not sought Yah the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the north of the brute here means report, is come, and a great commotion out of the north country. I want you to remember that, because I want to come back to north country to make the cities of Judah desolate. Desolate means empty. And a den of dragons. Now, when I read in the book of Daniel, it talked about the north country, and I just assumed that Daniel was talking about Germany or the Visigoths, because I had in history class years ago that it was the Germans or the Visigoths who destroyed the Romans, who took the treasures from Jerusalem, from Solomon's temple. But when I read here where it says the north country and make Judah, the cities of Judah, desolate and a den of dragons, I think that may be China, because I have read to you Psalms 83, verse 6, where it gives the names of the countries that conspired against us true Israelites, so that we would not remember who we were. And Moab is China. And when I see a den of dragons, that makes me think that China is going to make Judah desolate. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong about many things in my life. Let's pick up reading at verse 23 of chapter 10 of the book of Jeremiah. O Lord Yah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord Yah, correct me, but with judgment, not in thy anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him and consumed him and have made his habitation desolate. Chief, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the protection that you give us from the evil one. I say that prayer in Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Father God in heaven with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Now, I want you sheep to go to www.eatandlivelonger and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my three books, Sondra Harris, The Broken Plant, children's book, The Passing, and my most recent book, The Unseen. God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more than I.